Okay, good evening, everyone. We're in Hilchos Brachos Simen Nun Aleph in Psukei de Zimra. So the Mechaber tells us, Tzorech lechavein b'posik b'seaches yodecho masbiel l'chol chayrat. So a person has to have extra kavana, concentration that's a mufla, that's on a high level when reciting this posik b'seaches yodecho. And this is the latter part of this halacha that many don't realize. Vim loy kivein, if a person does not have the requisite amount of kavana when you say this posik, you have to go back and you have to say that pasuk again. Now, why is that so? So, Tzarech Lachavin, the Mishnah Berurah says, She'ikr ma'shekovu laimer tehillah l'David, that the most important part, the ikr of the establishment of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, of why it was established to say Ashrei tehillah l'David in our Psuk de Zimra, b'chol yom, every day, like say it once in a while. We say it every day, we say it three times a day. B'chol yom, so b'shvil oisei pasuk. The only reason why it was established every single day to say it is only for this one pasuk. Shemaskir b'shivchu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through it saying, this pasuk, we are maskir, we remember, we think about, and offer praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shumashgiach abriyosav mefarnasan. That he is the mashgiach over the creations, his creatures, us, his brios, and the fact that we are sustained through him and by him and by him alone. So that's the tachlis of this pasuk. That's the reason why we say it. That's the reason why we say this whole ashrei. So you have to have kavanah. What does it mean? Pamacheres. You have to say it again. So Mishnah Berurah addresses that. So ayin b'chayi adam. He says if you look in the chayi adam shehevi b'shem alavush, he explains in the name of the levush. Shetzorich loymer b'pasuk poseach es yodecha. If a person has to say it again, so where do you start from and where do you finish? He says you start from poseach at soif a mizmar keseder. You have to say it from poseach until the end. You don't start from Ashrei, you don't start from Tehillah l'David, you start from Pesach HaZudech if you realize it didn't have Kavana. So you say it till the end. Now what happens if you realize that you didn't have Kavana when you said Pesach HaZudech only later the davening? I mean, if you remember it and you're mindful of Teich Kedei Dibor, or you're within that Mizmer, so you go back to Pesach HaZudech and you finish that last until the end. Keseder, v'im lo nizker ad shekfar omar mizmorim acherim. If let's say a person realizes you finished all of the rest of Pesuk de Zimra, the aimless shows lachzor. You don't have time to go back and to repeat it again. Maybe you're in a rush, maybe different parts of tefillah, you can't go back to it. Mikol makom, nonetheless. So the halacha is, yomer achar tefillah miposik pasech zudecha tseif hamizmar. So important is it that a person has kavana that even if it is that you remind yourself, you remember that you didn't say it, you realize you didn't have kavana when you're supposed to say it. So now that davening's over, before you leave shul, maybe while you're walking to your car, so you say, Pasech Zudecho Masbil Chol Chayritzon until the end of the Mizmer, and Shalom HaYisrael. That's the explanation, says Mishnah Berurah, of what the Mechaber means, that a person who doesn't have the right Kavanah, Tzarech Lachzor L'Amrei Pam Acheres.